Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I'm returning call back, sir. How can I help you this morning?
Well, I was calling in. I've got a charge on my debit card that I don't recognize. I know I couldn't have made, and I'm trying to find out what it is and why I'm being charged for it. It's showing this
Okay.
number.
All right, sir. Could you give me your zip code, please?
78613.
78613. Hold on just one moment, sir, and I'll get that for you. Thank you for waiting.
Okay.
And what is your name, sir?
My name is Jerry Walton.
Walton, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Found your account. And could you verify your address for me, please?
224 Tulip Trail Bend, Cedar Park, Texas, 78613.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and thank you for waiting. I'm waiting to pull your account up. Just a few moments, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir. I'm showing you have a. Are you showing a charge of $39.99, sir? Hello, sir. Sir. Hello. Sir, are you there? Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Is this Jerry Walton?
Yes, it is.
Hi, sir. I was on the phone speaking with you, and the phone had hung up, and I couldn't get hear you, so I just gave you a call back. You hung up before I could give you any information. I was just letting you know if you could call back, sir.
Okay, well, I didn't hang up. My phone cut it off somewhere between the
things.
Oh,
okay. I was just calling back as a call back to you to inform you that I couldn't hear your voice, and I thought you hung up, but your phone cut off. But could you give us a call back at customer support so we can help you out, sir?
Okay, is that 833-201-7480?
The number you're talking to me with now, right now, sir. Thank you for holding on again. Thank you for calling customer support.
Why can't you help me now, ma'am?
Because when I tried to do this for you, sir, to call you back, what I needed to call you with, let me see, 59. Reload. Hold on just. Are you still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on just one moment. Let me see if I can get you on here. So it's maybe you could connect me back to you. Okay. Order. And this was. Okay, I'm going to do sign in, which I'm going to see if it'll let me put you on here, sir. Hold on just one moment.
Okay.
Thank you for holding also.
Okay.
Okay, I still have your zip code, so I'm hoping that helps me to. It's not going to cut off again, is it, sir?
I hope not.
Okay.
Seems to cut off when you put me on hold for some reason.
Okay, well, I won't do that. I'm going to follow through here and see if it'll get me back on here with you.
All right.
Okay, hold on just one moment, sir. I'm not pushing any buttons. And your zip code was 78613.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on just one moment, sir. Oh. I'm trying another place, sir. Please hold on for me so I can pull you on there because I did have to call you back.
All
Still looking for your account, sir. Could you give me your phone number, sir?
Yes, it's 512-550-550.
Go ahead.
3549.
Okay. Jerry Walton, transaction. Here we go. Thank you for waiting, sir.
Thank you for helping me.
You did verify the address, okay. Thank you again for really holding. I was just going to explain what was going on, and then the phone went off. I was wondering if I touched something, and then it went off. So...
Yep.
Okay. Come on, computer. It's going slow, sir. You did verify your address as 224 Tuplet Trail.
Trail Bend.
Bend, okay. That's what the BND. I was trying to see what that was for. Okay, sir, I was going to tell you that I saw the $39.99 charge on your account. And on December 10th, you placed, did $8.25 as a shipping and handling for a drone, sir?
Well, ma'am, hold on a minute. $39.99, I talked to someone else earlier. This is a charge for $67.32.
Oh, this
ended Smart Gadget 6 something.
Okay, so I do see the $67.32 is your first charge, sir. So thank you for correcting me. And you did pay $8.25 for shipping and handling for the drone. It's a Seath Elite drone. And it was shipped on 12/12, sir. Did you receive it?
No, I did not.
You have not seen? Oh, okay. Today is the 15th, so that's 3 days ago. Oh, it's going to take a few minutes, a couple of days, sir. So you should be looking out for it because it has been shipped. It says 12/12, sir. So by you playing the $8.25, sir, this was in a sweepstakes campaign, which... entitled you to a discount membership on your account. You are to receive a $125 voucher each month that your account is open. So you did this on the 25th. You're waiting for the shipment. You received a welcome gift. There is a warranty also on this drone. And as it's showing, from 12/10 to 12/14, sir, a charge of $67.32. Was charged on your on the account. So what I can do?
What does that say? What is that $67.32 supposedly?
Because the account was left open. This was a sweepstakes, sir. I'm just explaining. It was a sweepstakes that takes like 48 to 2 days to close this account once you have been in the sweepstakes, and the account was left open, sir. So every month. They charge you. They give you a charge, and your charge was $67.32 from 12/14 to 12/10, sir. But I can help you with the $67.32, sir.
Okay.
I can offer you 35% of a refund on the $67.32 on your account, sir. I could tell you how much that would be as a partial refund.
Hold on a minute.
Yes, sir.
I went through this on the $39.99.
Yes.
I don't want a partial refund. I want a full refund because it's something that I didn't order, I wasn't aware of, and no way did I commit to. So I want a full refund.
So they told you this on the $39.99, and you told them the same thing, that you want the full amount, sir?
Yeah, and they said they were going to credit it.
Okay.
So I want this one done that way, too.
Okay, hold on just one moment, sir, while I read something to let me know that they did refund the $39.99 to you. Hold on just one moment, sir. Tracking number.
She said she was going to put a note on it that it couldn't be done because the charge is still showing as pending or whatever bullshit y'all use for that.
Okay, sir. I'm showing that on 12/15, December the 15th, your order was canceled, sir. That's all it's showing me. It shows that your drone was shipped on 12/12, sir. Was showing 12/15 on the front where I told you. But it's also showing me also that your order was canceled on the 15th. And it says shipped, so I don't see anything about what you said was showing pending. So that means they didn't take it out, or your account, your bank declined it or whatever. But it's showing the most recent charge you have here, which you said is $67.32. And the most I can offer you, sir, is 50% on this account. And you want the whole thing back, but that's the most I can do for you for right now, sir. And I can cancel this account to make sure it's canceled so you won't receive any more charges. And I can tell you how much you can receive as a partial payment of the 50%, sir, and receive it in 3 to 5 business days.
How much is that supposed to be?
Okay, hold on just one moment, sir. 67. Okay, sir, of the $67.32 that was charged on your account because it was remained it open, I could send you a partial payment of $33.66 in 3 to 5 days, sir, and cancel your account where you have won't see any more charges, sir.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Now go talk to whoever you need to get me the whole $67.32.
I need to go talk to the person to get you the whole $67.32 right now, sir, or are you accepting the partial?
No, I'm not accepting the partial. I want a full.
Sir, would I there's no one that's most I'm allowed to offer you is 50% because it was a sweepstake. The drone was in a sweepstake campaign, sir.
Yeah, I know it's in some kind of bullshit scam campaign where y'all can charge money for nothing.
Well, sir, I'm just a third party customer support. I'm here to pull your account. See what the problem is and try to help you, sir.
Okay.
And that's what I'm trying to do, give you some of the money from the charge back to you to go back to your account and cancel your account so you won't see any more charges, sir. But that's the most I can offer, or they will offer. Let me offer you as 50%, sir.
Okay, you can do that, and then I'm going straight to the bank and cancel the whole thing, but you can go ahead and do that if this will speed it up getting it fixed.
Okay, sir, what I'm going to do, sir, I'm going to refund the whole thing to you, sir, if you just hold on one moment.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Gary Walton. Okay. Okay. Just 1 minute. Mr. Walton. Your account's pulling them, sir, where I can give start the refund for you.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Yvonne, sir.
Yvonne, okay.
Yes. Okay, sir. Okay, sir, I'm gonna start your refund. Hold on just one moment. Come on, computer. Okay. 6732, your full refund, sir. I'm starting. It did go through, sir. For
6732,
the
6732, did you say?
6732, the full refund, I'm refunding to you. I'm letting you know that it did go through, so you should expect it in your account 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Okay.
And let me cancel your account here, sir, and give you a confirmation number if you hold on just one moment.
Okay.
Okay. I'm almost finished here, sir. So I can give you a confirmation number.
All right.
Okay. Done. And I'm saving this. I put on second canceling account a second time for you, sir, that I offered you 35% and 50%. You denied. I turned the terms and condition of the sweepstakes to you and your account. So it's closed now, sir. And okay, so thank you again, sir, for holding on. You have a pencil. I can give you the confirmation number, sir.
I'm ready.
It's C as in Charles, 263-278-466, sir. You receive your refund of 6732, sir, in 3 to 5 days in your account, sir. Keep the confirmation number. just in case. Thank you again for calling customer support. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that number is C263-278-466, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is, sir.
Okay. All right. No, I appreciate your help.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right.